Recording,
it's recording
in
now, Gordon. Yeah.
Right?
It's recording now.
It says, it's telling me so.
Yeah, it is me as well.
Right. Before we start, welcome everyone to the July's imprint competition. And as you know, it's the black and white monochrome images. I'm going to start with the unmanipulated first. There's only 9 images, so it won't take us too long to go through these. But for the newbies on tonight, this is how I'm going to be judging it, and this is what I'm expecting from the monochrome. So I'm looking for, same as all imprints, sharpness where it needs to be, composition, the overall appeal of the image, and most important to me, a nice array of tonal range throughout the print. Everything from white to black. Detail in the white, detail in the black. So, but these are unmanipulated. We'll do these first. So this is straight out the camera. I've got a continue on mine. Hang on, what's this here? Right, okay. First image, unmanipulated number one. Nicely posed portrait in natural surroundings, which is pin sharp, front to back. Exposure has been handled well, except the shadow in the person's face, in the man's face, because of the art. To be honest, on here tonight, it doesn't look as dark as what it was when I actually looked at him in the first place. He has a lot of shadow across his eyes, to the tip of his nose, in fact, and then it brightens up from the tip of his nose down. But it was a little bit darker than that on the image I looked at. I guess that's technology. What I've put, a flash gun, although it was done in daylight, would have taken that shadow out of his, from underneath his hat. But I thought overall, it was a nice, pleasant image, and it was a good effort. Well done. Next one, please, mate. Number two. A nice group still life image, sharp where it needs to be. The exposure is about, I would say the exposure is about this one stop under, which has caused the image to be like overall grey. There's some dark bits in it, but there's no sort of bounce to it, if you like. I think if you'd been another stop exposure on that, that would have lifted that a lot. The depth of field is good. There is detail still in the background, but not enough to. And the little center is not to interrupt with that try, the triple main flowers. Pin sharp, lots of detail in the flower. But like I say, I think the exposure's just let you down a little bit this time. But very well, it's been handled very well and it's a good effort. Next one, please. A nicely seen image, good use of the tracks to form a leading line into the image. Personally, I would have taken off, I would have cropped an inch off the bottom. Can you come just under where the junction is, Gordon, with your pointer? Just about there, I would have cropped it too. Because leaving that junction in leads you to the shed and also behind the shed. But I thought it was just a little bit too much foreground. Cropping that off would have just brought the full image a little bit closer to us and would have seen probably a little bit more detail in the workman by the shed. But overall, the exposure's been handled very well. There's some nice dark tonal detail in the carriages. And the shed, there's sufficient light in the shed doors to see the engine in the shed there. So overall, I thought it was handled very nicely. Just a little nitpick about the composition, but it was well seen and I liked that one. Next one, please. Newcastle. This image I found was pincher front to back. Lots of control over the exposure. There's lots of detail in all them bridges, and they right down to the quay side, the other side of the water there on the Newcastle side. Newcastle side. There's lots of detail in there. Lots of detail throughout, actually. The tonal range is very good and very well handled, apart from a nitpick, which is the top left-hand corner of the sky. It is a nitpick. Filter, if you haven't used the filter, might have helped with that. It's just very close to paper white, and nothing really should be in the image which is paper white. But it was a pleasing image, and I liked that. It was, I don't know where you took that from to get that height, but it's a good viewpoint. Well done. Number five. A nicely seen landscape with good foreground interest. The horizon tends to cut through the middle and cropping some of the bland sky. All right, sorry. Yeah, your horizon for the wall, it tends to go through the middle of the photograph. There's lots of detail in that. It's pin sharp front to back. I think if you'd have cropped a bit from the bland sky, which is not adding anything to the photograph whatsoever, it would have dropped that third down and took it out of the middle, like cutting the picture in half sort of thing. But there's lots of detail throughout. I like the way you've included the foreground with the flowers in the foreground to lead you in. The curve around the stones, and that does lead you to the buildings. And there's a good amount of detail in that. And like I say, it is pin sharp front to back. Maybe half a stop overexposed. Maybe nitpick. But it was nicely seen, and the composition was handled very well, I thought. Next one, please. Am I going too fast?
No.
All right. Number six. Looks like someone's been down to Keswick, the Lake District. A well-seen waterscape landscape. The misty sky has taken out a lot of the space in the image, which is detailless. And a better viewpoint would have included the front of the large boat and given the small boat somewhere to move into. Yeah, just by moving to the right and turning your camera to the left, the boat that's got the people in, the rowing boat at the front, it seems to be going out of the image rather than having the space in front of it for it to go into. And cutting the front of the big boat off, I feel that the right-hand side of the image, up to the duck, in fact, is not adding anything to the photograph. And by just changing the viewpoint and moving your camera, I think that would have improved the composition value of the picture. The sky, because it's so misty over the hills, there's no detail above that top hill, that top mountain. So I think if you'd have done quarter of an inch above that and cropped the rest off, I think that would have given you a better composition value for the print. It just seems a lot of bland brightness, if you like, all the detail and the darkness and the details at the bottom end of the print. We moved on, have we? Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, because of all the detail in the bottom, it makes the white at the top too heavy, and it's just distracting. But it's a nitpick. Please take it on board, and if you want to, and see. Hopefully, you've got different images of that one. Next one, please. Number seven. We're nearly done. Right. Number seven, church. I'll read my notes out first, and then I can go through what I'm on about. well-captured detail in all the main building brickwork. The image is not straight, and the use of flash would have given details to the vast black area on the right. Exposure and sharpness is spot on, and straightening the image makes for a pleasing image. Right, yeah, so you can see what I've said there. It's very dark on the right-hand side. Flash would have lightened that and put some detail into there. The whole image looks like it's fallen to the right. Whether you were hand-holding the camera, I'm taking it, you were hand-holding it to get that sort of slant on it. But it just needs squaring up a little bit. But detail throughout the forecourt, it's sharp as anything. And you've got detail in that sky as well. So overall, it was handled well for exposure, apart from that right-hand side. But a great effort, actually, on that one. Next one, please. Right, the wood landscape. Right, a very nice wood landscape, pinch sharp where it needs to be. Use of it, I'm taking it, you've used a tripod because of the slow shutter speed on the water. But using the tripod to enable the photographer to slow the water down with a low shutter speed, and also constant and control the exposure of the great light that's coming through the trees. Nothing in the image is burned out. The water, when you slow it down, does tend to burn out. Just down to the speed of it and everything, but this image has been well controlled from front to back. It's pin sharp from front to back, and composition value on it is absolutely spot on. So it's been well and truly handled well. Good image, well done. Number 9, please. I've got here what looks like an American goose. Pin sharp image, great depth of field. I felt like the background was 75% of the image, and cropping the image by the back of its neck and a little off the top improves the composition image loads and improves the composition. There's loads of detail in the feathers with only a minimum burnout under the beak. Yeah, when I looked at it for quite a bit, it's a little bit soft to the left. I don't know if it's soft or there's something on the lens or something, which makes it look a bit cloudy on that bottom left-hand corner. And if you crop off from the back of his neck and go straight up, yeah, just about there, Gordon. You go straight up and crop that off to the left, and then a tiny little bit off the top, you've got the bear then looking into the main part of the image, and the compositional value of the old print just leaps off the paper then. As it is as a moment, it looks like, because you can't see its legs, it looks like it's dropping out of the bottom of the image. But it's pin sharp. The eye is glassy sharp. Not quite as sharp as that beak, but the little bit of burnout I'm talking about under the beak, it's a nitpick. I had to nitpick on some just to get the placements in order. But that was only the only thing I could really find out was burned out on it. But a well seen and well captured image. And that should be the last of the unmanipulated. Well, the results, I don't know the results are, but I can give you the highly commended. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you've got them, mate. Oh, Phil. Well done, Phil.
Hello, well done.
What's
that? And Tom Kirby.
Yeah.
And the next one. I'll just put these down.
All right, sorry, mate.
Third, Tom Kirby. Sorry, next one.
Yeah.
Next, let's see, Tom Kirby.
That was it, one of three.
That's it, three on that one.
It's lovely to have nine prints in because you've got six places and three highly commended. So everyone's got something. Six place.
Caroline, well done. Is that yours, Caroline?
Yeah.
Well done. Fifth place, Philip. Philip Ewell.
Yeah. Well done. Fourth place.
Caroline again.
Caroline. Oh, well done.
Caroline.
I'll expect a check in the post. Third place.
Tom.
Well done, Tom.
I'm assuming he's there somewhere.
Yeah, he's there.
Second place, Caroline.
Bloody hell, a bigger check going in the post now. Well done, it's nice, that.
My secret location.
First place.
First place.
Philip Ewell.
Don't tell them, Pike, Caroline. Well done, Philip. That's lovely.
Well done, Philip. He can't answer you because he's still eating his tea.
Oh, God, he must have a big tea.
Right.
Oh, I'm finished.
Thank you.
Right. Do we want a quick break or what?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. 5 minutes.
You've just finished your tea, man.
That's why you've
had a bit of liquid and there's a consequence to that.
All right.
It's coming up, is it?
Pardon, I need a bit of help here.
Yes, Harry.
I can see you, I can hear everything, but my picture's gone off the screen.
Oh.
Is there a little, not that it bothers, but I've got a little square here, it says start video.
Yeah, run that, do that. You're back on
that. I don't know who switched it off.
It's probably me.
I don't.
No, it's probably.
So didn't you see none of the images then, Harry?
Yeah, I saw them all. I saw everything. Oh. It's just on the little, what do they call it? The film strip with all the images.
Oh, yeah.
I went. Yeah.
Sometimes it does that. Depends on the internet connection.
Yeah. I just didn't want you to think I'd left.
No. I mean, you can turn your video off and mute it if you want. It's up to you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But because your name stays up. So we know you're still connected. Right. Anybody else gone? Well, Lee's throne's there, pretending.
I'm sure if that was a bit quick, but it would only happen 9 minutes.
That's all there was to do, Phil. You can't help it.
Yeah, it was a bit...
Are you going to make up for it on the next one then? How many is it?
We'll make up for it on the next one, yeah.
What is it, 45?
There's 26 images. 26.
Yeah, that church, Phil. The church with the Colosseum.
Yeah.
It's up Morpeth Way, so I was sort of, it was very bright. You know, it's a nice blue day and the sky is blue with nothing in it.
Yeah.
So, but I don't go up there that often, you know what I mean? So it was either take the picture or don't come back.
Oh, right.
You know, it was quite far away, so I would have better if there had been some clouds in it, I suppose, but I just had to deal with what I had at the time.
Yeah.
I could have cut it off, I suppose. I could have made it more letterbox, I think.
It's okay, wasn't it?
Because it's quite, you can't sort of, where the Colosseum is and the church is, you can't crop it anymore. And where I stood, you couldn't get any further back, you know. Right. So you couldn't crop either side anymore, really, to take any of the sky off. So I'd probably have just had to make it a bit letterboxy.
Right. Obviously you didn't use a tripod on that.
No, I was on a wall.
Yeah. What I tend to do if I'm not using a tripod is I put my arms together and I make my arms into my stomach, manipulate it. Right. Because this is the manipulated side of the competition, again, I'm still looking for the same things in the unmanipulated. But with this being manipulated, I am looking, or I shouldn't really, and I've said this before, I shouldn't really see any silly faults, shall we say. But I'm hoping that the manipulation side of it is taking them out. So exactly the same again. I'm looking for all the same criteria apart from the manipulation side of it. Okay, so if we have the first one up, please. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the notes that I actually took when I looked at the images, and then I'll explain it better, if that makes sense. So the notes were taken as I was looking at the images. Simplicity in itself, a moving image with minor burnout, composition the composition could have been improved a little bit by losing some of the sky. Again, there's not a lot of action going on in the sky. It's quite bland. Well, it's grey, but there's not a lot of things going on in there. And I think we could have took off an inch off the sky, which would have took the horizon, roughly about there, which would have lifted the horizon up and would have increased the overall composition value of the print. At the moment, it looks like it's dropping out the bottom of the print, and that would have eliminated that. But having said that, lots of action, foamy water bouncing up, and it's pinch out where it needs to be. There's a minor burnout in some of the image, but it's a nitpick because I can see the rest of it's being controlled very well. As I've said, simplicity in itself, and that really worked for me. That, so well done, well seen, and well captured. Next one, please. Right. Street scene. I don't know if this is to do with the canoe man or whatever, but it's a film crew or something. Exposure-wise, the image is spot on. It was a bit busy for me, and I was a bit confused about what was going on. It's a sort of street candid image, but it wouldn't have been the sort of image I would have put into a competition. For me, there's too much going on. The parking post cutting that number four person off on the right-hand side. It's been nicely handled and it's pin sharp, but for me, it was just a little bit too busy and it took me a while to realise what was going on in the image and what the photographer wanted me to see. But technical-wise, everything is as it should be. So, unfortunately, not tonight for me, thank you. Next one, please. Well-exposed image for the shadows and light have been well-controlled. Just needed a little something like a silhouette of someone to give scale to the image. If you go to the right in the centre, Gordon, to the right-hand side, just down a bit, roughly about there on that corner, just to give some sort of scale to the image, to give it some sort of action. I know it's a still life, you took it, and to capture the shadows and the light and the detail in the timber and the detail in the stonework on the floor, the gravel or concrete, whatever it is, it's very well handled and it's pin sharp, cut your fingers on it. It's very well seen, but like I say, I think it just needed that little bit of something in there to give it an actual scale. That's about it. Apart from that, I'm not going to pull it to bits because it's absolutely spot on. I just felt it needed something in there. Well done. Well seen. Next one, please. The Angel. This is an unusual angle of the Angel of the North. I felt that it cuts the image into two. It needed a nice sky to fill in that blank, which it takes up nearly three quarters of the whole image. And it needed something in that sky just to fill that sky in. You can't crop the sky off because of the statue. The silhouettes along the bottom add detail and give it scale, which helps the image tremendously. Unusual angle that has been taken. And I think if the sky had been in, it would have worked and got further on in the competition than what it has. The silhouette actually been handled pretty well because there is a lot of detail still in that. You can still see the veins and the wings and on his chest and the body. So it isn't blacked out and that's been handled very well. But I think by capturing the detail in the statue, you've burnt the sky out a little bit and that needed to be addressed. But well seen, well done and well thought of. Next one, please. Church organ. This is a well-exposed, pin-sharp. I felt that the tonal range of the image was a little bit underexposed. There was no real blacks in the image overall. And it looks a bit... It looks a bit grey, tonal value overall. But I've also put on that the exposure has been handled exceptionally well in the windows. There's no burnout in the windows. There's plenty of detail still in the windows. There's detail throughout the image. I would have probably given it half a stop underexposed just to give it a bit more detail in the pipework and that. But it's nicely seen and it's been nicely captured. Composition value, I can't fault it. So it's a good effort. Just the exposure has let you down a little bit on that one. Thank you. Next one, please. Number six. This is a well-seen image. I wondered if a different viewpoint may have given a better composition value. It's got a lovely sky and it's pin sharp from front to back. I think the composition of the image, it just doesn't, for me to look at it, doesn't seem right. It's not registering right to me. There's all this bland foreground, apart from if it's a man, it looks like a person to me. That would have brought out the building a lot closer, and I would have had that foreground. I would have made the house my foreground interest and darkened down that sky for that light. And that to me would have improved the composition and the value of the image. But it's nicely seen. I liked it when I first came up on my screen. Couple of daft little nitpicks to sort me nitpicks out, and that'd be lovely. Well worth putting in. Next one, please. Number 21. A well-seen piece of architecture, landscape, pin sharp front to back. Again, I think a different viewpoint would have increased the interest of the image. There's a very large edge stone in the foreground, and that is taking up nearly a quarter of the image, and it's blocking out the church itself. I think personally, I would have moved to the right a couple of steps and hopefully try to get the church as a whole in the image. I know the church is leaning, or it appears to be leaning to the left, and that didn't really bother me so much as that, as them two headstones taking up a quarter of the image. It's a lovely sky. I don't know if the sky's been added. It looks like it's a moving sky by the look of it, but that doesn't, I'm not bothered if it's been added or not. If it's a bland sky, I'm glad it's been added. But I think compositional value, I think it needed to be two paces to the right and include the full building. Having said that, exposure has been handled well. It's pin sharp front to back. There's detail in all the brickwork through the church, and there's detail in the windows as well. There's a little statue or a cross on the right-hand side, which you need to be careful of because it's very close to the top of the image. But apart from that, a pleasing image. Well done. Very nice landscape, which has been taken in a portrait format, which in this occasion has actually stood you in good stead. Because of the landscape being so tall, you've captured more by using the portrait format. You've got that lovely leading line down the street, taking you to the centre of the building. And then just as you come to a stop, you're up at I don't know if it's Bamburgh Castle or whatever, but it's a castle of some sort. So you automatically have to go up to that castle. There's a little bit of sky, which I would have liked to have seen darkened down a touch, not much touch, there is detail in there. And then you come back to the lamppost and it brings you back around again. So overall, it's a very pleasing image. It brings you round and round and round. My nitpick to the image, I would have cropped half an inch from the right-hand side and I'd have took the bright brickwork out of the foreground, and also that white skylight in that roof, I'd have cropped that out. So I'd have took half an inch right down that side off, and that, believe it or not, concentrates you even more to walk down that path in the centre. It's just a nitpick, but it's a nitpick that would actually strengthen the compositional value of the image, I feel. But well seen, well done. Next one, please. 24. A good strong use of the triangles. 23. Oh, sorry, I'm looking at that. Right, sorry, 23. A nice sharp image, pin sharp composition. A nice pin sharp image. The composition of the image lets this image down. It needed for me to be cropped 50% up to that gatepost. The foreground, although you've got a leading pathway to the image, is not sort of strengthening the quality of the image. And I would have took it from the gate posts. Come, where are you, Gordon? Give me a wiggle. If you come to that gate in the middle, mate, down. There. I'd have gone left to right across there and made just a little bit of path in front of the gate. So that was my leading line. It's a beautiful old church, or it looks like an old church. There's lots of detail in it, but the detail is from that 50% backwards. There's nothing in the foreground that's actually adding to the quality of the photograph. So it just needs a little crop. And I did crop it manually, well, physically, with a bit of paper, and it improves, in my opinion, it improves the effect by 100%. So don't be frightened to cut these images down when you're putting them in like that. We can only judge what we can see. If you've cropped 50% off, I haven't seen 50%, so I can't comment on 50%. There's a little bit on the right-hand side by about an inch. I'd have took that off as well, because that is doing nothing for the strength of the image. That would have given you the square format image, and presentation would have been 100-fold. But we're a learning curve. Good effort. I love the quality and the detail in that building. So keep them coming in. Well done. Next one, please. This is 24. This is a good strong image. Use of triangles in the image to produce a strong image. Yeah. Not many people would have seen that and took that as they are from that angle. So you need a round of applause for actually attempting that. And it works. It works for me. Personally, I'd have cropped a little bit from the bottom. It looks like it's got a corrugated roof at the front under the window, which is a little bit off-putting. It's not in the same sort of quality and strength as the rest of the image. So I think I would have lost that corrugated bottom bit just to take my eye off it. And I don't know if the clouds have been added. I don't know if the sky's been added, but it needs something adding to the quarter left top left corner, which is very dark. Give it a misty sort of, a spooky sort of feeling, but I think it needs some cloud detail in that left top corner to balance the image off. But composition, yeah, all right, we've said that. It's pin sharp. Exposure has been handled in the detail of that, of the panels. There's some painting or etching gone on, flower detail in there. You can see all of that. Paint's peeling off the windowsill. There's detail in all that. It's a lovely captured image. Just needed a little bit more to get in the running. Okay, thank you. Next one, please. Two more. Yeah. Number 25. A nicely produced image. Reminds me a lot of an IKEA image. Very bright. Got an IKEA feel to it. I like the vignetting on the bottom corners. I can't tell if the vignetting is actually being put on the top corners because it's a bit bland. But I like the vignetting on the bottom corners to keep me enclosed in the centre of the photograph. Pin sharp front to back and very pleasing to the eye. Although that sky is bright, it's not quite paper white. And because of the vignetting, white vignetting on the foreground, it tends to work. It tends to balance things off. And using the vignetting probably saved putting the sky in. But it gives us that, it gives me that eye key sort of feeling, which I liked. The detail in the exposure for the railings and the wall and the brickwork is absolutely spot on. The windows aren't burnt out. It was a very pleasing image, as you can tell the way I'm going on about it. So well done. Good effort. Next one, please. Number 26. I felt this was a simple but effective image. Exposure has been well controlled, especially around the street lights. The street lights aren't burnt out. They're bright, but they're not burnt out. The downlights aren't burnt out. The street lights, I think, could have just been touched on the three lampposts. I think it could have just been touched a little bit just to tone it down a stop, so they're not so bright. But the detail in the wall lights and the reflection in the water I thought it was a pity about the lone cloud and the fact that it's been supported by that lamppost. I would have put another cloud in, or I would have moved that cloud further to the right, just to get away from that lamppost. But I think it needed a couple more clouds in there just to give it that to give it that ceiling on the photograph. I quite like the way the water's coming on the beach. And I quite like the vast amount of bland, empty sand area, because you tend to follow that left to right. Your eye tends to follow the water and follow the wall along. And I've also put on, there's some signposts on the wall. Yeah, and they're not even burned out. So the control of the exposure has been very well handled throughout. Well done. Pleasing image. Thank you very much. So that should, ladies and gents, bring us to the results. So I've got 5 highly commendeds in this order. Well, any order. Bev?
Well done, Thank you.
Well done. Well done. Lovely.
Yeah, nice one, that. Number 26. Obviously, I didn't know who the authors were. And that's Lee's. Well done, Lee.
Thank you.
Next one.
Philip.
Lovely.
That was so close to being higher than that, mate. Sorry about that. Next one, Dave. Is he in tonight?
No, unless he's sneaked in. I haven't seen him.
All
right. Remember, I might have put him off last week.
All right. Tell us later.
Yeah. Paul Hanson for that one.
Oh, well done, Paul. Yeah.
Yeah. That is a nice image. Right. So that was number 12. Number 6 place.
Philip.
Yeah.
Nice that.
Well done, Phil.
Yes, lovely.
5th.
Yeah.
JFK.
Well, we'd be pleased.
Oh, yeah, he's not in.
Hey, there's a few might not be in. Yeah. Don't you be picking on him because he's got a black belt.
That's, what number is that? Is that 4th? That's 4th. Yeah,
well done. Well done, Tom.
Yes, nice, Tom.
Third place.
Third place, Lee.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
Thank you. Done,
second place.
Make another 3 photographs out of that one.
Yeah, you probably will.
Bev. Second place, Bev.
Thank you. That's fab, Bev.
Yeah. So simple and so effective, that.
That's absolutely.
And in first place is Lee. Well
Thank done. You.
Well done. That is great.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done, Lee.
Fabulous ones, yeah.
Like I say, I didn't have the names on. Gordon's obviously added the names to it after. So I had no idea who's the way.
You're gonna have to apologise. They're all lovely.
Yeah, it's been
good.
I know why I keep getting the black and white ones now, but
well, you like black and white.
I do like black and white.
You're all black and white, man.
Black and white image, and it's the sort you've just got to remember when it's black and white, the detail, the exposure's got to be that little bit better, because you need separation between the greens and the greens and blacks, and That's to me, it's there's been some excellent photographs in, and I've enjoyed looking at all of them, really have. So well done, everybody.
Thank you, Phil. That was fab.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Phil.
Nice, Phil.